Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Sorry for starting the show a little bit behind. We have a little of inventory difficulties with various things we're going to talk about later. Anyways, but we're here. We're ready. It's going to be great. We have a live band in studio right now for you. Live on air on CITR, we have Swim Team. Thank you.
Just switching a few things up here. Thanks so much to Ben for having us here for Thunderbird Radio Hell. Really excited to play. Just doing some shifting here. Next song we're going to play is called Sent It. It in Turkish means synthesis. Song that we're going to play is called Correspondent. Taking things down a notch. up, we're going to play a song called Tell. Just doing some tuning here. Excited to be here. Okay.
Swim Team, live on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back very shortly to chat with the band. Once again, Swim Team on CITR. Stay tuned.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I'm talking about legislative discrimination against LGBTQ plus people around the world. 73 countries criminalize same-sex activity through legislation. The terminology and the corresponding laws ranges from indecency, buggery, and immorality to against nature. Penalties can be as severe as life imprisonment. So-called propaganda and morality laws that target freedom of expression related to sexual orientation apply to 17 states. The most striking fact might be that in 10 countries around the world, homosexuality carries the death penalty. In contrast, 76 countries and 85 entities have anti-discriminatory laws that protect people of any sexual orientation. All this information is derived from a paper called State-Sponsored Homophobia 2016, a world survey of sexual orientation laws, criminalization, protection, and recognition.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so...
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird, Radial Hell. My name is Ben. CITR broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, live in studio with me right now, I have Swim Team. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Thanks.
How are you
so
doing?
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for playing. It sounded wonderful. I've been really into your band.
Thanks.
And I've been really into it recently. Been playing a lot of shows. But before we begin, I actually don't know too much about when you guys get started. Maybe introduce yourself first, and then how, maybe just a... You can go as much as you want, or as little as you want, on how the band got started, what happened, and
Sure. So we've officially been a band for like about a year and a bit. So it started last summer, but before that, maybe for like 4 or 5 years, we were friends and we were just casually jamming here and there for a really long time. So I think we just like got a good feel for each other,
right?
And how we play and how we switch and how we all do all this stuff. So like when we actually decided to have a band, it kind of came naturally. Just came out of jam sessions, essentially. Yeah.
By casually, like, what do you mean? Like, is like once a month, or less than that, or more than that?
Well, casually, as in, it wasn't like, okay, this is serious. We're making a song. This is what we're doing. Instead of that, it was just like going into the studio, jamming a bit, being like, okay, let's work on this, let's work on that. And then slowly it just turned into a set of songs and starting to play shows. It turned into a band, basically. Right.
At what point, was there a point where suddenly you were just, you know, having fun or just casually jamming? And then was there a point where I go like, oh, like we did this one song. Oh, we're like a band now because we did this one song. Or is it because, or was it like a switch that got flipped? Or was it just one day you decided or just slowly?
Well, I think the switch that flipped was our group of friends got like a studio and we rented our own studio.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the band started emerging from it. So it was around that time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if you
guys... I would say, though, with one of the songs we played earlier, I feel like all songs we wrote and played before this song called Tell were, like, kind of in the same mode of songs that we would all jam together. But, like, Tell was the first one that was, like, pretty uniquely us as a band, I think.
Yeah, like, set the tone. Mm. For
it
sure.
was like, okay, this yeah. is what we're this is what we're interested in doing, kind of, like... Or what we can do, or what we might be doing, I don't know.
I just remember listening to Sacker and Trust and being like, I want to be like this as much as I can.
Yeah, what are the influences of the band, or is it just all over the place?
I think, like, it's hard to say because it's very much a result of, like, us three coming together and doing our own things, mm-hmm. as opposed to having a previously agreed-upon style that we're going for. So, like, I don't think any one of us would have been individually able to replicate what came out.
Right. I've been to shows where you guys play, and been to shows where people haven't seen you before. Some people said you guys reminiscent of some of the 90s sound a little bit. Is that? Do you think that is a compliment?
We've heard that many times. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Because it didn't seem like you guys are from the 90s so much.
No,
I was born in 1990.
Was it something that like 90s music that you guys listened to it, or was it something that it just the band happened to sound like it? Was there any sort of?
I used to listen to a lot of progressive metal in like high school.
Yeah.
I think that definitely has an influence. It's like Dream Theater
right.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like finally channeling all those, you know, weird time signatures and stuff that I've been wanting to do. And I don't know. It's hard to say for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Did you play when you were back in school? Like, did you guys all play music when you were in high school or in junior?
We didn't know each other then.
But like separately.
Separately, I think we did, didn't we? Did you?
I like played acoustic guitar by myself. I'd never played in a band or anything like that.
I had a high school band. It was pretty great, but we were just playing cover songs, so it's quite cheesy, as you would expect.
Yeah, but even in high school, it's pretty, you know.
Like, it's like that.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, what else?
Yeah.
Because sometimes once in a while you get like these crazy, well, I'm not saying crazy kids, but like kids actually come. Well, there's a couple of bands that play, you know, and then they were eventually in high school and they're writing own songs. And I was like, that's not normal because I don't remember that happening in my school.
Yeah.
Like people that were in bands, they were lucky to just play. Yeah. Like even if, they played cover songs and badly.
Yeah. Everyone
so much Metallica.
With,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Everybody starts with Nothing Else Matters.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. We went through those.
So, yeah, it's pretty much, I think it's at the end, it's just time. You have other things to do when you're in high school, mm-hmm. possibly. Or mm-hmm. just, it's hard to do your own thing. So, you guys have been playing a lot of shows, including Victory Square. That's a nice one. That, mm-hmm. How was that? Like, was it the first time you played in, like, weird? Like, it's, well, first time you played in Victory Square, but
yeah.
I think for that, it's also just, I think for a lot of band, Victory Square is kind of weird because it's like a free show that's mm-hmm. outdoors in the sun. How was the vibe? Like, was it, nervous or was it?
It was quite relaxed. I didn't feel nervous at all. It was basically just like a big park of a lot of people sitting down, having a nice, easy time. So I didn't feel like there was a lot of pressure to do anything in particular.
Yeah. Did you try to think of something to do? Like, do you want, you know, is there like, oh, we're doing Victory Square. Do you want, we want to switch up the set a bit or anything like that?
I think we tried to. We tried to bring in a bit of a bossa nova.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also did a lot more older songs.
Yeah.
Because we've been playing shows where we're playing new songs that are, like, half written. And so this one felt like more like, let's just play songs we know how to play.
did you try to bring in like songs for the kids or whatever for the family friendly?
Well, that's a great idea. I didn't even think
that was a good idea. No, I honestly don't think I saw any families. No.
I didn't see any kids. I saw a couple of kids. No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. This in the past I've seen much. This year is probably one of the least in terms of kids I've seen in the thing.
But it was cool to play somewhere where like random people would just like they weren't like necessarily going to a show. They're just kind of like walking by. So that was sweet.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And like a lot of shows you've opened for other bands. I feel like you're probably one of the more active bands in Vancouver in the summer, anyways. Yeah, did you count how many shows you played? Probably at least like 5 or 6 in June recently.
I think we kind of do one a month.
Yeah.
That's like pretty average. Yeah. Pretty average one a month. Yeah.
And to be perfectly honest, like, I think shows is just like a really good way to set a deadline and get stuff done.
Yeah, it's the only way.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the main reasons we keep doing shows. Not that there's any crazy demand for us or anything.
You guys saying that you have some new songs. So how is there new material recorded? What's the landscape like in terms of releases or stuff that we can listen to on for Swim Team?
Well, we're really excited to be. We're gonna go record next week and take a vacation, I guess, to the Okanagan.
Oh yeah.
And there's this house that's built, I would say, probably in like the 1930s.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to go do some recording in there and just make a lot of breakfast and enjoy. It's like on this big cherry orchard, too. Oh. So hopefully very relaxing as well.
Is it a special recording house or is it just a house you happen to have access to or someone?
Yeah, house we have access to. Mm-hmm. So, really.
We're just going to rent a van and take all our gear there and try to finish some work.
And you have your songs written ready, or is it going to be where you go there and have more inspiration for newer things?
50-50. Yeah. We're just counting on the inspiration that's probably eventually going to show up.
Maybe on the drive there.
Yeah.
Like, what would you guys listen to on the ride there? What are you thinking? It's because it's like it's a couple hour drive. Well, more than that, right? It's like a 3-4 hour drive longer, Okanagan.
Yeah, about that.
Radio,
over 4. Just no cassette tape in the car.
It'll probably be 3 of us taking turns showing each other what we have found recently, and being kind to each other, even if we don't like each other's music.
No, fair enough. And because I'm just trying to, because I don't know, like, do you guys bring any music to like practice or anything like that, or? Or
maybe you could just every now sometimes. And then, either the beginning or the end of the practice is totally just like putting something on me, like, see what they do?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what you gotta do.
Right. Or you can just listen to like podcasts or something, like food podcasts or something.
Yeah, oh my God, food podcasts?
Yes.
There's plenty of those. There's a good team building, possibly, experience. I find that on long road trips, if you're people just get confused and want to listen to, just pop in some sort of. Food is usually good.
Mm-hmm. Brings us all together.
Provided that it's not something really gross that, someone doesn't want to eat on the show. So, Swim Team on CITR. There's a segment on the show that I've been playing for quite a while. We'll come back to it. But I'm going to play a little PSA. But any shows coming up or how do people get a hold of you?
We're playing a show at 333. I want to say October 14th.
October 14th.
With Joe Past and Sun Angle and Co-Pilots.
Very nice.
So that's the only thing booked right now. Okay. And other than that, the internet is probably the best way to get
best way get out of you. Mm-hmm. But is it what's the website? Is it just Swim Team?
It's Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook/ Swim Team or something.
I think it's like Swim Team 39 or something.
It's pretty easy.
I don't think we deserve a website yet. Maybe next year. Maybe in a few months.
Bandcamp.
But there's a Bandcamp and Facebook, right? Yeah, and they just search for Swim Team Vancouver. It should show up.
Yes.
Unless it brings up like
Swim Team Vancouver does show up.
There's 80 Swim Teams.
Or maybe like a swimming, I don't know, like the Vancouver,
Swim Team Band. Those are the
searches. Yeah, so many swimming clubs.
Yeah. Because then I'm sure there's like an Olympic swimmer, if one of them at least is from Vancouver. No one. I don't know. So we're going to listen to a little a little announcement here, and then we'll be back with Swim Team very shortly. See you out here.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Oh, hey. And we are back with Swim Team on CITR Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is time to play a game with the band in the segment that we don't have a name yet. Oh, and certain things I forgot to. The name, I don't have a name for it, but I think last time I called it just a waste of 10 minutes or something like that. I don't know what it's called. Basically, how the game works is I ask the band in studio, we give them a quiz from like an internet quiz, like from BuzzFeed, for example. And it's one of those silly quiz on the internet where you see on Facebook all the time where people would answer. It's like, which Friends character are you? And they answer a bunch of non-related questions, and then you're Rachel. And it's completely scientific, like I said, completely scientific. It's binding. It's a very, very high-tech and enlightening. So anyways, we have a quiz for Swim Team right now. And the quiz we're going to play is called What Kind of Dog Are You? And how this works is you could actually answer as a band, as a group, or you could, I guess you can take turns answering each questions one by one.
As a band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you want to do individually?
Individually.
Just like take turns. Just rotate. It's up to you. So the question, yeah, so there's like about, I don't know how many questions, there's like 5 or 6 questions, you answer them, and then at the end you figure out what kind of a dog are you, and as we said, it is totally binding, and this Swim Team will forever be known as this kind of canine. First question is, it's Friday night, what are your plans? There is party time, quick drink before you snuggle with a book. The other one is no one invited you anywhere. Another OK Cupid date. Binging on, I think they meant binging. Binging on Netflix. Clubbing. Dinner with your fab friends. Snoozing. Pubs at a hot photo shoot. Probably at a hot photo shoot. I think that's what they, that's an interesting.
Okay, definitely not at a photo shoot.
I was gonna go for that one.
What day is this? Is
so tomorrow night. So tomorrow? What are your actual plans tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Does any of these collide or match with?
I'm like boozing a lot lately, so party time is the closest, I think.
Or dinner with your fab friends.
I'd say dinner with the fab friends.
Me too. Yeah.
That's my vote.
No. Yeah.
Well, it depends what you drink. It could be considered dinner, right?
Soup?
Yeah.
Does it have a Caesar?
the second question is, what is your body type? Small and athletic, lanky, naturally thin, Jersey Shore's Pauly D.
That's it.
More to love, muscular, average, short and curvy, why does it matter? Who is, yeah. I don't know who Pauly D.
Dorothy, I think you're average. Nick, you're average too. We're average. It's miserable.
I like average.
So what's is it an average in there? Oh, average. Here we go. Average.
Yeah, average.
We're playing. If you're joining us now, we're the swim team, and we're playing a little game called "What kind of dog are you?" Or "Which dog are you?"
Which dog has an average body? Now that's what I know, I'm thinking of now.
Yeah, it's like you're not getting a Chihuahua now. I don't think.
Yeah.
It's out of the. It's gone. So now pick a color, please. And there's a bunch of colors. There's a red. It's a cyan. Some sort of magenta, purple thing. Green, blue. Yellow, pink, maybe black and orange.
I want to say red.
What kind of dog is red?
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't think there's any. No dog is cyan.
I don't know how much I trust this quiz.
This quiz, well, I mean, it's
trustworthy. Let's go with red, for sure.
I think you should trust the quiz. It hasn't been wrong so far, and I've. There's been thousands of bands have taken this quiz, and no one has ever questioned the answer. What would be the name of your memoir? Or what would the name of your memoir be? The first one is Just Friends, a Love Story. The second one is Eat, Love, and Eat More. And also is Running in Circles, an Exploration of the Fertility of Life. Also, Dead Ass. Or How I Learned to Love My Mess, Life and Times of the Misunderstood Hero, or Who, Me, or Don't Mind If I Do, A Guide to Getting What You Want. And the last one is Growing Without Roots. Please enjoy.
Definitely Growing Without Roots for me.
There's no right or wrong answer, except there is.
I like Growing With Roots, Without Roots, or Who, Me.
I like the Eat, Love, and Eat More.
I'm pretty confused by that ass.
I think that's pretty average.
Is it my ass or is it somebody else's?
If your memoir would be your, I think it would be your, because you're writing your memoir, so it's about yourself, right? So would you say, unless you're the person that keep looking around and pointing at people's, I don't know.
I think we should go with that ass.
Yes.
Click.
All right. I'm going to get you guys to do the next one. You can just read it out loud. Because people are sick of my voice anyways.
What's your go-to dance move? The wiggle? Booty dropping? Judging in the corner? Ballroom dancing? The hippie? The shopping cart? The shopping cart?
I think you should. Oh, sorry, no one can see me. I think I just pretend to be pushing a shopping cart.
Yeah, okay, yes. Aggressive voguing, grinding, and all about the fist pump. The wiggle, my girlfriend just the other day called me a wiggly guy. So I'm definitely the wiggle.
I can go with the wiggle, yeah.
I'm not too, like, doesn't really resonate with me, but majority.
Is there one that does?
What is voguing?
It's like during the Vogue, like the Madonna song, Vogue, I assume, like Vogue.
Oh, right. Vogue,
it's where you put like a, I don't know how to describe it, like put a frame to your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 80s or 90s reference.
Okay, so the next one is basically a menu. How do you cure a hangover? Bloody Mary, French fries, bagel and egg Sammy, nice spa day, hiding under the covers and crying, anything greasy, but they have a picture of pizza.
That's greasy.
Yeah, Advil and coffee, sweating out these toxins.
What?
And who are you? I don't get hangovers.
Anything greasy.
Yeah, correct.
I'm down with huge bagel and egg Sammy.
No, two for three. That's greasy.
Hammy and bagel is kind of greasy.
Kind of, yeah. What kind of exercise do you prefer?
Is there swimming in there? Oh my goodness.
Is there?
No. Nope. Oh no. There's yoga. There is, what else is there? Sprint.
Throwing a ball around.
opening the door for delivery, whatever the hottest new trend is.
Whatever the hottest new trend.
Getting excited, then running in circles, sprints, throwing around a ball.
It's really too bad swimming wasn't part of it. Yeah. So, which one are you to be choosing?
I've definitely opened more doors for delivery than I've exercised. I don't know.
I say sprints.
Sprints.
Could be a. There's like a. Wasn't one of the swimming thing like a sprint? Can you call it like a sprint?
Right.
Like a swimming
relay.
Like a sprint. Okay, pick an author. There is Nicholas Sparks, Toni Morrison, David Sedaris, Juno Diaz, J.K. Rowling, Amari Bereka, I'm butchering names, Sylvia Plath, The Internet, or I Don't Read, or Albert Camus.
This is a trick question. This is about dogs, so I don't read is the correct answer, I think.
You're right, that is logical.
The Internet, perfect. That might get you a cat. What happened? Is that like the thing that's wrong, right? If you get a cat. Okay, yeah. This is I think it's getting closer. Which pop star do you identify with the most? Beyonce, Cher, Taylor Swift.
Cher. It's all right.
Taylor Swift, Robin, Ira Glass. It's not a pop star, is it? Britney Spears, I assume. I refuse to dignify that question. Christina? Is it Christina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Lord, is it? Yeah.
Cher,
Cher?
Definitely.
Cher is incredible. Right.
One handy.
Jeez, this is so slangy. I can't even. You know, that's Christina. All right. All right. If you're just joining us, swim team on CITR, we're down to the wire here on the very exciting quiz, What Kind of Dog Are You? Which seems to be never ending, but it's getting there. What's your number one pet peeve? Taking food off my plate, cheddar boxes, pretentious people, pimple poppers, the patriarchy, being a meanie, chipped nail polish, judgmental people, having pet peeves. That's
patriarchy, obviously. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's more than a pet peeve, no?
But
I mean, it can be a pet peeve, too. Yeah.
Well, I haven't taken any, civil action on it yet, so at this point, maybe it's a pet peeve.
All right, we'll go with that. Yep, if it lets me, that's my pet peeve. It's not letting me click on it. What the? Oh, Chris is over. Why can't I click on it? All right, let's get on with the next one. This electronic device. Oh, it's so. Last question. This is it. This is worth extra points. It didn't say that, but maybe it does. How would your friends describe you? Artistic, larger than life, introverted, superhero, needy, comforting, funny, loyal, high maintenance.
This question is very introspective. Yeah. There's a range from superhero to needy.
Yeah.
Like, some answers are clearly better than others. But we can't be too cocky either.
I like introverted.
Mm-hmm. Nice and modest.
All right.
Average.
Mm-hmm.
Introverted.
Average introverted types around here.
So before I let you know that everything is working, is there a particular dog that you were rooting for, or is
Border Collie?
Weimaraner.
Lassie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Border Collie. That's a Border Collie, right?
No, we got
different.
We got something
very different.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what a Lassie is. Isn't Lassie a Sheltie? No, maybe not. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or a Jack Russell Terrier.
All right.
Yeah. It's like.
All right. Well. I don't know this answer. You're a renegade, an artist, and you will not be confined to any sort of a box. You have tons of real-life experience that makes you great dinner party guests with tons of stories. Plus, you're cute in that je ne sais quoi kind of way. You're a mutt.
Perfect.
So it's just like, I guess you just hit, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good. It's like best of all worlds. you know, it's very, I guess maybe the average and the
introverted
part made in muck. A mutt. Okay. So swim team is dog of the week is a mutt. Thank you very much for playing. That's how we played. Actually, you know what? I'm supposed to announce the answer louder. I was supposed to do a crazy song, which I totally forgot. Because one of my friends listens to the show, and every time he's always miss the final answer somehow. So if you're listening, the answer today, is it the answer or the
solution?
The solution to the problem of which dog swim team is they are a mutt. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that'll wake you up. All right, so let's remind everyone, we actually are out of time. We got coming up next at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Please stick around for that program. That's coming up in matter of a minute. Can you remind people your up next show, maybe? At 3:33?
Next show, yeah.
With Joe Past.
Joe Past, it'll be his tour kickoff show. And Sun Angle, who I believe are from
Portland, I think.
Portland, and Co-Pilots.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. And they can get a hold of you. Just do a search for a swim team, Vancouver, Bandcamp. I think I'm sure they'll work out. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. Anything else you want to tell the world?
Thanks so much for having us. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. I am. Let's play some Joe Pass, just to end off the night. Once again, this has been Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up next, Copy and Paste.